Unit 45, watch out for quicksand. While hiking in the swamplands of Florida, Fred Stahl watched Jack Pickett disappear before his eyes. Pickett had stepped onto what looked like an innocent patch of dry sand and then started to sink. Within 15 minutes, Pickett had disappeared completely beneath the surface. Pickett was a victim of quicksand. If you think quicksand is something found only in adventure novels or films, you're making a big mistake. And that mistake could cost you your life. Geologist Gerard H. Mathis, who once escaped from quicksand himself, always gave this message to hikers. Anyone who ever walks off the pavement should learn about quicksand. It can be found almost anywhere. Here are some of Mathis's tips on how to prevent being helplessly sucked under by quicksand. First of all, if you step into quicksand that is firm enough, you may be able to run out, but you have to move fast. If, however, the sand pulls your legs in too quickly for you to escape this way, throw yourself flat on your back. That's right, you can actually float in quicksand. Don't make this common mistake of raising your arms. Resting on the surface, your arms can help you to float. Any movements you make should be slow and deliberate. Quick, jerky movements can cause you to be completely sucked in, just as Jack Pickett was. Try doing a slow breaststroke or slowly rolling yourself to firm ground. Above all, don't panic.